And we are live. Real Tech So Faith Based SB Shar Webb. We are coming with a video episode for you guys today because we have breaking news coming on the scene. Should I drop the breaking news sign? I might as well drop it. Breaking news, Sean. UNC head coach Bill Belichick has heard from multiple teams, including Raiders minority owner Tom Brady, to gauge interest in an NFL return. Are you shocked, surprised? Like, wow, this really happened. What's your mindset on it?
Not surprised at all, SB, to be very honest. I think certainly we know Bill Belichick's resume. We know what Bill Belichick is about. Bill Belichick is obviously one of the, if not the greatest NFL coach ever. Mm-hmm. And when he walks in your building, there's going to be a certain respect that's going to come to your building just because he's there. Mm-hmm. Very similar. Somebody in college football wanted to bring Nick Saban out of retirement. Same thing. So certainly you understand, you know, why NFL teams would be potentially reaching out to Bill Belichick. Yeah. But certainly Tom Brady obviously had a 20-year playing relationship with Bill Belichick. It didn't necessarily end well, but yeah, at the same time, you know, the ending doesn't always tell you the story of the journey.
Yes.
And I think the journey was far better than the ending. Most people will probably admit. And, you know, if you're Tom Brady and you want to help the team that you are a minority owner of get back on track, who better to do that than Bill Belichick? So it makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. I think if I'm Mark Davis, the owner, who obviously took over for his dad, Al Davis, this traditionally goes against what Al Davis would do. Al Davis was always looking for kind of that next hot coordinator, mm-hmm, come in and be the head coach. And a lot of times was always looking for kind of someone who, you know, had never been a head coach, always looking for someone with that, you know,
fresh face,
first time head coach. Some of that had to do with, you know, what you could pay. You could pay him a little bit less, I guess. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, ultimately that was kind of, you know, Al Davis's way. And, you know, in this particular instance, this is anti what Al Davis would do. And Mark Davis, I think, again, when you just look at the division, SB, when you look at the AFC West and you look at the coaching names in that division, Andy Reid, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, that's probably the best coach division in football when you just talk about coaches. Mm-hmm. The Raiders really do have to get this right.
Yeah, you got to be able to compete because their coach got to be able to adjust the game plan. Because, like you said, the three juggernaut head coaches will come out there and out-coach a new guy. I'm sorry. Like, you with the situation in this division, you know, I look at this division very close because my Chargers in there. You can't just put a new guy in there. Imagine a new guy going head-to-head against Andy Reid. Then next week, he got to go against Harbaugh. Then the next week, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be bad. So it's like, I agree with you on that point. Like, you might have to go for a bigger juggernaut name. But for my reaction to it, I got a lot of things to say about it. We're going to be talking about it more later in this episode, especially with the Tom Brady hitting him up. It's a little shocking to me because I'm rocking about the relationship that ended and also the timing of everybody hitting Bill Belichick up. But like you said, this is one of the greatest coaches of all time, if not the greatest coach of all time. He should have obviously been getting phone calls even when he was available, which was kind of shocked that he ended up going to college because, like, no team offered him a job. Now it's like every team offered him now. And I'm questioning the timing on it. But like you said, when you look at the teams that's available, especially with the Raiders, it's like you got a juggernaut coaching division in that situation. Then you got the team like the Jaguars where they got a quarterback who could be a superstar quarterback, but he hasn't had a stable coaching situation. Then you also got a team like the Saints, maybe who needs some real leadership and structure to that team. The Jets, I don't know if you really could consider the Jets. And the Bears, who got a young quarterback with a lot of talent on the team, which is the opposite of what Bill usually like. Bill really don't want too much talent. But I like you can look at that and consider a lot of good things about that. But, Sean, the point that I really wanted to attack, one, is this. Are you surprised that Tom Brady called Bill Belichick? Because I am. I thought the relationship ended bad. It was sour. You know, Brady left, then won without you. Then Brady, when he won without you, he was talking all crazy. And then, you know, Bill left Bill in the dirt. And, you know, Bill ended up, like, losing his job with the Patriots. Then couldn't get nothing else. So it's like, I'm kind of shocked that Tom Brady hit up Bill Belichick. I thought the relationship was bad. Maybe we was wrong. So what you think? Are you shocked? Because I am.
I'm not shocked. I mean, at the end of the day, this is the business of football, and the business of football is winning and making money. Mm-hmm. And if the Raiders, and again, Tom Brady specifically, believes that Bill Belichick is the one to help the Raiders get on track and get some stability, mm-hmm. How long will remain to be seen if again, they ultimately hire him, but to get some stability, then certainly you make the phone call, right? It's not, this isn't about personal anything. This is about football, winning, success, and hopefully, you know, championships, you know, at some point. So I think I'm not surprised by this at all. You know, if you remember, Bill Belichick did come out to the top during the Tom Brady roast. Mm-hmm. On Netflix, you know, so obviously, you know, if he had a terrible relationship with Tom, he wouldn't have done that. I think there were, again, a lot of things that happened later in that Patriots tenure that I think if both sides could do differently, then maybe they would. Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, and again, I would imagine over the last few years, they probably had a lot of conversations about that they had far more good times than bad, obviously. When you win six Super Bowls together, you probably had far more good times than bad. Mm-hmm. So I don't think the bad will outweigh the good in this particular instance. But, you know, again, if you're Tom Brady, and again, you want to be a part of a winning organization, and he does, mm-hmm. why not go get the guy who you did it the most and the best with? You know, if he's available. And so, no, I'm not surprised at all.
Now, Sean, the real question is, because, which I want to talk about the timing in a second.
Sure.
Let's talk about Bill Belichick, because he's actually got a job now. He's already locked up in coaching. He's coaching in UNC.
Right.
So I'll ask you first, and then I'll tell you my opinion in a second. Should Bill Belichick leave UNC to go back to the NFL?
Yes, if the opportunity is right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing against UNC, nothing against college football, but Bill Belichick is an NFL head coach. And there were a lot of people who were surprised last year that he didn't get more of an opportunity. Obviously, he did interview with Atlanta a couple times before they ultimately decided to hire Raheem Morris. Mm-hmm. I thought he would get an opportunity. I thought Washington, for me, I thought that was going to be the spot he would probably end up in. I remember we talked about that last mm-hmm. year. But he's an NFL coach. And again, he is arguably the greatest NFL coach ever. And definitely, if not for many out there, their greatest, one of them. Mm-hmm. So, and he's available. So it's not like he has another NFL job right now. And, you know, he's in college. He took the UNC job, which, again, I know we're going to talk about a little bit more in a second. Mm. Yeah, you leave. If you're an NFL coach, you coach in the NFL. And, you know, so, yeah, without question for me, yes, you leave UNC.
For me, I want the opposite here. I'm going to say no, Sean. I feel like, for me, as you as Bill Belichick, you have already cemented yourself as the greatest NFL coach. I know you're chasing that record. So with a record, that record's in the conversation. I'm not going to argue that. But I'm just going to argue about the side of staying in college. You already committed there. No team proved that they want you. So you're going to show your worth. in college, because I know Bill Belichick don't want to just come back in and just coach. Bill Belichick don't want to control everything. That's why he probably took the UNC job. I figure that if you go in with UIC, you prove that you prove that bad narrative that you can't relate to players and you can control everything. Maybe you could come back into coaching in an organization the way you want to, instead of just having just a coaching job really with no control, because I figure that's going to be a volcano ready to erupt with Bill Belichick just stuck as the coach of him. I don't think he can do that. So I figure it's like setting him up for failure, because he has done what he done with the Patriots for so long. I can't see Bill Belichick just only sitting in a coaching booth and being happy and not causing any friction with the GM, the ownership, anything like that. So I think you should just stay in UNC for at least a year or two. You already committed there. Show that you could run an organization, build it up, and relate to young players. So then when you come back to the offering table, when the NFL calls you again, I can say, hey, I want this, 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 and this, because I already showed this. And then if not, I would just stay where I'm at. You already committed to USC. And then it's going to be, obviously, I think Bill needs to nip this in the bud too, directly, and make a decision like yesterday, because you're going to start losing out on recruits, because they're going to think you're not going to be there or not. Because a lot of people are going to start coming to UNC to be coached by the great Bill Belichick. So that's the only why I'm saying I think he should just stay.
So let me throw one more thing out there related to that. That's because I think you make a cogent point about the recruiting piece and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a weeks-long process, right? Mm-hmm. The Raiders obviously just let go of Antonio Pierce a couple days ago. They have to go do their due diligence in terms of meeting the requirements of the Rooney Rule in terms of interviewing candidates of color, or at least one candidate of color for the open head coaching position. And couple that with the fact that, again, Bill Belichick does have a $10 million buyout up until June 1st. So those things have to be worked out. But I want to also say one thing, and while the success on the field has not always proven itself, particularly in the last 20 years, the Raiders are one of the preeminent brands in the NFL. And if you're Bill Belichick and you're looking for a challenge and you want to take on the challenge of helping the brand, the Raiders brand, reemerge, it's not just the preeminent brand in terms of the black and silver and the merchandising and the marketing and things like that. One of the preeminent brands on the field, that I think will be a great legacy booster. Not that Bill Belichick necessarily needs a legacy booster, but I think that will be a great legacy booster. And you're doing that simultaneously while chasing the all-time wins record.
If he was to break the record while coaching for the Raiders, that's going to make that record stand two times as tall. Yeah. The Raiders are like the NBA version. For people who don't watch NFL as much as me, so get y'all to really understand like the vibe of the Raiders. The Raiders are the NBA version of the Knicks. Like, they got a heavy fan base. The fan base love them. Anything that you do, it's two times amplified because you did it in that jersey, that black and gold, or the next color, that orange and blue. That's how the Raiders fan base are. And then now the Raider fan base has even grown even more, because at the end of the day, and I hate it every time we play the Raiders. That's why I always be like, when we do our show, F the Raiders, you know, because I understand if the Raiders play the Chargers at home in LA, it's an away game. It'll be more black jerseys in there than baby blue. Even when they play the Rams, it would be more black jerseys in there in baby blue. Then, so they still got LA sold up. Then you go up north, they still got Oakland sold up. Oakland, then now they got Vegas. So they got three cities now that's a full fan base of a team. A lot of people can't say that. A lot of teams can't say that at all. If the Raiders come to your town, they own the fan base of that town, honestly. And if you do anything in that black and silver, it will be amplified twice as much, especially now. Let Tom Brady, I'm saying this now, Sean. Let Tom Brady be behind the scenes and build the Raiders to a championship caliber team or either get them an elite quarterback, but mainly a championship caliber team. They're going to be talking about Tom Brady like how we talked about Jerry West. Because it is not even that Tom Brady does what Jerry West does, but because it's only for the Raiders, and they're going to gaslight it as much like, Tom Brady helped build this championship team. He's one of the best execs or GM. They just going to gas it because it's the Raiders. Like, if he would have did the same thing with, like, the Jaguars, nobody wouldn't care. But it says it's the Raiders, sure. Oh, they going to gas it. Tom Brady's just the greatest ever on and off the field. He builds a team. He wins a championship every week. I'm calling now, sure. If he do this, they're going to be gassing this man like he made moves like Jerry West did. I'm trying to tell you, which won't be true that he did that, but they will gas if he does. Also, Sean, my problem comes into play with this, right? Why are teams talking to Bill Belichick now? Like, why are teams feeling interested? Like, it was when – I know people are going to be like, but it was some teams interested, SB. Not like how they talking now, because it was like a two-team situation when it came to Bill Belichick. It was the Falcons – and what was the other team? We were just talking about it.
Well, the Falcons were the primary only team that really actually interviewed them.
Falcons, and it was the Commanders.
There was some interest from the Commanders, but I don't think they actually ever interviewed them.
Right. So, to Sean's point, nobody never really seriously considered Bill. I know it's saying interest, but now this interest, how they talking about it now, feel a little bit more different now. It seems like, no, Bill, can you come – Leave UNC and come here. Let's talk to you. I don't like that because Bill Belichick, obviously, like you said, is if not the greatest coach of all time, one of the greatest coaches of all time. How you don't even consider bringing that man in for an interview? I don't care what my team is at or who I might truly consider for a job. Bill Belichick is available. You have to bring him through your doors. I don't like the fact that Bill Belichick had one true interview. Now, it could have been Bill choice. I don't 100% know, but I'm sorry. Even if Bill 50-50 on it, I'm the Commanders. Bill, you got to come for it. We got to talk to you. What you think, what's going on, what you truly want, because out of respect of your greatness as a coach, you have to give Bill that opportunity. So I don't like that it seems like teams over-interested in Bill now. How you feel about this? Oh, why? Can you answer why, Sean, now?
Well, I mean, SB, it goes back to the simple paradigm that nobody – wants you until you're with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You look a lot more attractive when you're on somebody else's arm, and Bill Belichick is on UNC's arm right now. And so it's like, oh, you know, hey, I know we might have taken this for granted. Mm-hmm. And obviously he's on UNC's arm right now. So I think that's what it is now. But also, I think in all seriousness, my belief is that Bill Belichick and his team through back channels probably did reach out to some NFL teams that they thought might be making a coaching change or, you know, things like that, might be considering it. And that the word he got back was that either A, teams weren't making changes or they weren't, you know, at that point, which is, I think, part of why he took the UNC job. He didn't want to miss out on getting a job and yet another coaching cycle.
Yep.
I think at the time when he took the UNC job, there were a couple jobs that, from an NFL perspective, that you didn't think would be available that are now available. I do believe none of us thought that, you know, some coaches in their first seasons would get let go. You think generally, okay, you're going to get a little bit of time to you know, to make this right and to build this team. And there were some where you thought they might have let the head coach go or, you know, made a change, and they didn't. So I think that was, you know, part of the, you know, the process thinking then and now, you know, that you have these jobs available.
Mm-hmm.
Again, obviously, when you talk about NFL head coaches all time, we know where Bill Belichick is, and it only makes sense to at least inquire about, you know, his interest and, you know, what it would take to, you know, get him in your building.
Yeah, you got to take that chance. Now, Sean, we got a couple teams available. Jets, at the moment today, as of today of the recording, We got a couple teams available. Now I want to ask you, out of these teams, the Jets, your Saints, the Bears, Jaguars, Patriots, Raiders, which team should Bill Belichick seriously consider coaching for? And if you could give me the opposite side of you, a team too, what team should seriously consider giving Bill Belichick opportunity?
So let's take the Jets off the table right now. All right. Yeah. They're not even in the room. Right.
I agree with you on that. They're out the room. Okay.
Yeah. The Saints, we can also take them off the table for different reasons, not because of the dysfunction of the Jets, but more just the Saints are more than likely going to go the coordinator route. And obviously, you know, when you look at the cap situation, there's got to be a lot of cleanup done there. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that necessarily would appeal to Bill Belichick. And then the Patriots, obviously, you just left. You're not going back after a year. And again, they're not even considering that. So the other three teams, the Raiders, the Jaguars, and the Bears, should be the teams that should be seriously considering Bill Belichick. But I'm going to pull the Bears off of the table as well. The two teams are the Raiders and the Jaguars. If you're Shad Khan, you're about to build this innovative new stadium. You have obviously Trevor Lawrence locked up. Whether he's, you know, an all-time great quarterback still, I think is at question, but at least, you know, you have that position locked up. You do have some decent talent on the roster, but you know,
that rookie receiver. Nice.
Yeah. So, you know, there's that. You're in a state with no income tax. Don't ever want to forget that. But Nevada has no state income tax. So, you know, there's that as well. So, you know, those would be the two areas. Those would be the two teams that I think would do it. Shad Khan has very deep pockets. Paying Bill Belichick $20 million a year, I think would not bother him at all. Because, again, he's looking to compete. And right now, if you just look at that division, and I'm saying that division, it's Houston and everybody else is well behind, you know? So I just think, you know, considering, you know, that situation, Jacksonville would make, the most sense.
Now, if you Bill Belichick, which one are you considering though?
Those would be the two that I would be considering. I'll be considering the Bears would be intriguing. I don't know if he necessarily would be interested in doing that. I think the Bears, I'm not sure what the Bears are actually doing with their coaching search right now, but that's another conversation for another day.
Oh, we got to talk about that too another day too. Talking about they consider Mike McCarthy.
Right.
We'll say that for Friday.
Sure.
We going to have to talk about that for sure. Yeah. But for me, though, Sean, if I'm looking at it, I agree with the two teams that you said, Jaguars, Raiders. But I'm going two separate directions with this from the point of the question. If I'm Bill Belichick, where I want to go is the Raiders because of the legacy standpoint. If you could turn this team around and then the juggernaut, if you come and turn this team around in that juggernaut division of coaches, because you got now you add Bill Belichick, who is considered one of the greatest coaches of all time. You got Andy Reid, who is considered one of the greatest coaches of all time. You got Harbaugh, who's a top coach in that top coach conversation. I don't know if he like as high as Andy Reid and Bill Belichick, but he's a well-respected legendary coach. Then you got Sean Payton, who's a well-respected legendary coach. Like honestly, the four that's gonna be a juggernaut division of coaches. And if you could come in there and turn the Raiders around with all those coaches in that division, then do it while Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid is still there, that'd be legendary. But for team wise, it's mandatory that the Jacksonville Jaguars go get Bill Belichick. I think you have to preserve your young quarterback who has this great talent. And I think it's things with this Jacksonville Jaguar team that need to get fixed. And I think coaching is the problem. because they always had talent here and here. Obviously, you got a little tweaks here and there on both sides. But the Jacksonville has never been a void of talent in the Trevor Lawrence era. Like it wasn't like how the Giants look right like this season, like that bad. They were never that bad a void of talent. They always had some pieces everywhere, and maybe you could add a couple players here and there. I think they're missing great coaching, leadership, discipline, somebody who knows how to win. Because before C.J. Stroud came, we all was looking at like, hey, this just Jacksonville's division to win or to lose, I should say. But once they only thing that kept stirring them in the wrong direction is coaching. So I think if you could get a Bill Belichick on this team in that division, which is not really strong, it's a two-team race, which I think will be more beneficial for Bill Belichick too to go get that record, because at least two of those teams in that division, you can at least get what does it, eight wins? Eight, because you play them twice. What so four? Will you get like what, four wins?
Six wins.
But no, you ain't beating you. They not beating Texas. They not beating the Texas.
Well, yeah, you would think twice. Not. But yeah,
you would think not. But yeah. that's an easy four off the back with the other two teams. So I'm considering. I mean, if I'm the Jacksonville Jaguars, it's mandatory that you give Bill Belichick that coaching job. But if I'm Bill Belichick, and obviously you chasing legacy, I think I'd go Raiders. That's just me.
Yeah, and I would say just one thing, just to add to the Jaguar situation real quick, SB, is Trent Baalke, who's currently the Jaguars GM, he was a scout with the Jets when Bill Belichick was there in the late 90s. So if you want to just try to connect some dots, there could be potentially, again, a scenario where they could, you know, work together. But also, again, Bill could, if he got that opportunity, could come in and say, hey, we're going to restructure the entire front office. And, you know, Trent Baalke's, you know, not going to be a part of that restructure. Right, right. So, you know, so I think there's just quite a few things there. But, you know, again, Jaguars, Raiders would seem to make most sense. I would agree with you, though. From a legacy perspective, the Raiders thing I think might be too hard to pass up on.
Because if he do that with the Raiders, he already got Boston sold up, but he eat for free and Carly go that still live like a king. He do that for the Raiders? Oh yeah, he's good. We appreciate you guys on another episode of Real Take Self Fake Debate with SB and Sean. Let us know in the comment section, what do y'all think? Are you guys shocked that Tom Brady actually called Bill Belichick to come coach for the Raiders? And where is the best situation for Bill Belichick to coach? Comment down below. Make sure you guys like, make sure you guys share, make sure you guys subscribe. And we'll see you guys on the next one. Peace.